Imagine for a moment that you know the exact day that Jesus was coming back. Let's just say that it will happen in about a month from now. What would you be doing? What would you change? Would your priorities shift? Would there be a sense of urgency? The Lord is coming. Now, if we look at our readings, this is exactly what they provide for us today. This first Sunday of Advent. This sense of urgency. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, says, "You know the time. It is the hour now for you to wake from sleep." And from Matthew's gospel, we heard these words, "Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day the Lord will come." So now imagine you don't know when the Lord is coming. Is the sense of urgency the same? Do our priorities still shift? Do we change anything? Or do we think to ourselves, I have a lot of time. So much time. I don't need to change anything. Once I'm out of high school or college, I'll get into that faith thing. Once I get my perfect job and start a family, then I'll begin to put God first in my life. Once the kids are out of the house, I'll begin to work on my relationship with Christ. Once I retire, and the list goes on and on. But behind all of those reasons I just mentioned, there's a name. And I would like to expose this individual's name because he does not like to be exposed. And his name is Satan. Think about it. The last thing that Satan wants is us to turn towards God. Satan wants us to think and believe that we have all the time in the world. He wants us to believe that there is no urgency. So what do we do? Well, one option is to just ignore it all. However, since each of you are here at Mass, I doubt that option will be the one that we choose. Or we could do what St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans. "Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." In other words, moving away from following our disordered passions, our disordered desires, following our own will, which usually leads to cooperating with Satan and living in darkness, and instead clinging to Christ and his church, cooperating with his grace and living in the light, conforming our will to his. Because at the core of each one of us, we truly are children of light and not darkness. Although at times we stray away from that reality. Which leads me to my final point. Since we indeed are children of light, God desires so much to be with each one of us. So much. He is crazy in love with each one of us. He desires much more to be with us than we desire to be with him. So much so, he was willing to take on our flesh and become one like us, which we will celebrate in roughly a month. Yet what is interesting is that God does not force himself into our lives. He respects our freedom that much. So we have to do our part. And part of our part is what this season of Advent offers us: preparing ourselves to meet Christ. Because at the end of it all, either by our earthly death or by Christ's second coming, we will hear Christ say one of these phrases to us. Either he will say, "Depart from me, I do not know you." Or he will say, "Amen, today you will be with me in paradise."